Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because consumer sentiment is at an all-time low and people are fed up with everything that's happening. And there is so much to talk about in the economy and economic news. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into it. Think about this, guys. Consumer sentiment, 1 to 100. It just dropped from 58 down to 53 positive, down to the lowest level that it's been ever, which is 50.3%. 50.3%. That is horrific, guys. People are just beside themselves. The economic slowdown has taken its toll. People are not having, you know, extra money to do anything. Going out to dinner is more expensive than ever. Food is more expensive than ever. But I want you to tell me one thing that's a deal right now. Name one thing that's, you know, a deal. You can't get your car fixed for a reasonable price. You can't get your oil changed for a reasonable price. You can't do any home improvements that are a deal. You call out a plumber and they do everything they can to clip you and take advantage of you. And it's just terrible. Nothing is good right now. Nothing is easy right now. And this is starting to have a toll on everybody. But then you throw in the government shutdown. And here's the thing. I'm supposed to fly tomorrow. And, you know, first things first, I went and, you know, did my confirmation this morning for tomorrow morning's flight. But I don't know. I don't know if this flight's going to take off or not. So who knows? Imagine that. Now, I don't care. Okay? I have a business meeting. Things will get reset. These people are going to work with me one way or another. I'm not worried about that. But would it be nice to get this done and start my week off with this deal getting put together and everybody happy? Yes. Yes, it would. But I'm the victim of circumstance right now. So my nephew is an air traffic controller in the Las Vegas area, and he is married to my niece, and I love them both, you know, dearly, but he is feeling the pinch, not having a paycheck for 2 months. So it's taking its toll, guys. It's taking its toll. Now, do we need to get together and put money together for them? How much longer is this going to last? Why should you go in? Should you just continue to go in? You know, if you don't go in, do you risk losing your job? Do you risk, you know, what could happen to you down the road? I don't know the answer to that. So he's committed to his work. He's there every day doing everything he can. But man, oh, man. Oh, by the way, you got mom yoga behind me. So many of you requested this week. Dan, we need the beach and we need mom yoga. So you guys get a double dose of the montage today. Not nice, not peaceful. Enough with the car stuff. Enough with the car. You're not a car guy. You're not a car guy. Guys, I'm a businessman. And people invited me out to different things and different meetings and meeting different people. I'm telling you, people, thing I learned about car people, they're a brilliant business people. They really are. Salt of the earth that really are very telling for the economy, because the economy in whole is having a difficult time. But there are businesses, and I love innovation, and I love when people think of something unique and crazy to do that wow, no one's ever thought about that. And with the car culture, there's a lot of people that do that. So a lot more to cover on this video. Now, every now and then I do something and it gets a reaction from people. And the latest thing that's been kind of funny is I did a video on the private channel and I let loose on Bill Ackman, who, you know, just glazed Mamdani after his win. This man, think about it, Bill Ackman spent millions of dollars. Imagine you spending money to fight Dan, okay? Well, what would that be? Would it be a couple hundred bucks? I don't need a couple hundred dollars. I'll do that to fight Dan. Okay. Well, Bill Ackman's got billions of dollars. He has thousands of millions of dollars. He spent like $3 or $4 million to fight Mamdani. And then after Mamdani won, he just, ooh, if you need any help getting NYC in order, you know, I want to be the first one to help you. And he made a complete fool of himself. And I let loose on that guy. And again, he's off my list of business people I would like to entertain and have a drink with or coffee or a meal or hang out, because no, have some conviction. Have some conviction. John Castiamatis, anyways, he runs a very large grocery store chain in the New York area, Gristatus. I'm getting all these names wrong, I know, and you'll correct me, but he wants to move to Florida now. Why would you stay in New York City? This will be escape from New York. And you can promise the moon. I am going to give you guys $50 billion. It doesn't matter. The promises mean nothing. But when you have people fleeing, and right now they say that there are thousands of billionaires, okay? And that, multi-millionaires leaving. Let me go from there. There are a numerous amount of billionaires that are leaving New York City because of this clown. And again, the guy's never ran anything. The guy barely showed up and voted for the position that he was in New York State. And we're supposed to believe that this guy's the second coming. Again, anything that's anti-Donald Trump, good for you guys. Have conviction. Think about this. There are New York Yankee fans. There are people that still like the Houston Astros. I'm not one of those people. So good for you that you can wear that jersey with pride. I can't, okay? It's not my style. Well, there are people that want to believe that this stuff is going to happen just because somebody says it, and it's not going to happen. So this is going to have a huge negative toll on the state and on the city of New York City. Remember that. It just will. You can't promise the moon, give everything away, and have it be that this is all going to be okay. The next fast food chain that's going down for the count, looks like Wendy's is in real trouble. Wendy's is going to close hundreds of locations right now. Hundreds of locations. Well, you can't afford a burger? No, you can't. That company with their square burgers has gone upside down. It has been terrible lately because of the quality of the food. But you really want to spend $18 on a combo meal? No, nobody does. You know, I went and tried those steak nuggets from Arby's. You know how many 9 steak nuggets were? Think about this. $12. And I was going to do a review, and I thought, no, this is terrible. Why? Well, nobody wants to see this. Dog food. Okay? So Wendy's is the latest location to shut down. We heard about Pasta Brivo and Pasta Bravo, excuse me. And now, you know, Ruby Tuesdays is going to close over 100 locations. And I don't even know where there is a Ruby Tuesdays. You know, I had to ask my friend in Florida this morning. He says, oh yeah, that place sucks, man. They have a lot of those have closed down lately. Yeah, there's going to be more closing down right now. So get ready. You're going to also see this, and that is Starbucks is selling a huge percentage of its China unit, Starbucks China, 60% for $4 billion is what the $4 billion value. So is what they're doing right now. Guys, this is the sign of the times. Globally, things are off right now. People are not making the money. People are not getting the overtime. This government shutdown. You know, the other night it was, oh, they have to fund SNAP. No, they're not going to fund SNAP. Yes, they're going to fund SNAP. No, they're not. Back and forth. But here's the thing. You're going to see this as a major, major problem going forward. And it's not, even if they flip the switch, people think that they're just going to put those money on the cards in the next 10 minutes. It's not going to work that way. Like Bob Kudla said, because I investigated this, it could take 15 days for some people. Once they say yes, it could take 15 days to get your money back. I want to remind you guys of a few things. First thing is Bob Kudla, the fan favorite, the stock trader who makes money whether things go up or down, is having another class, November 18th. BobsTradingClass.com is where you sign up. This is the largest amount of people that have ever signed up. And I'm telling you this, this is his Black Friday special. If you sign up, it's $399. You get 1 year of Trade Genius and access to Bob. 1 year of that is included as a Black Friday deal. So this is about to sell out, and you're going to hear me stop talking about this any day now. But Bob says, well, we'll just give them the free, you know, year for everybody that signs up, you know, between now and Monday. Probably the holiday, guys, is probably when it's going to be done. So if you want to join it, BobsTradingClass.com, check it out. But largest group we've ever had, without a doubt. So check it out today, Bob's Trading Class. Couple things. Don't forget our new video sharing site and its soft launch, which is doing well. Newvideos.com. Check that out today. Got the helicopters flying over the montage right now. Sorry. And don't forget the private channel, which is I Allegedly Live, which is where I talked about the lovely Bill Ackman, and that video's up there if you'd like to go see that. That's at iallegedly.tv is where you sign up, or use the link below for all this stuff, guys. Check it out today. Now there's a lot more to cover. First things first, the banking industry. You can kid yourself and say banks are making nothing but money and they're doing well. Well, TD Bank just announced that they're closing 50 locations, 50 in 13 states, including Washington, D.C. So it's almost four a state, guys, when you think about that. So that's a lot of locations. It's a lot of branches. But again, profitability, rent, security, all the problems that you have in certain areas that lead it to, we don't want to do this anymore in these areas. Well, what happens with office buildings? And I was talking to my friend Mike about this. The commercial real estate business, you're going to see buildings stripped of the value of their copper plumbing, the wiring, and things like that. They're going to basically bid to rip these buildings down. The taxes will be something that people will not be able to afford running these businesses and running a vacant building that no one will rent. Things are changing before our eyes. There's going to be more millionaires made as a result of AI in 5 years than were made in 20 years with the internet. Don't forget that. I keep seeing those figures being given out. The next thing is car fraud. I keep getting things sent to me about car loan fraud and how bad this is. Now, it's not just people walking in and saying, listen, I make $1 billion a year. I want to drive that McLaren for $400,000. It's not just that. That's happening all the time. Fake pay stubs, fake income. Hey, call my office. They'll verify. Then they call the office and it's your girlfriend, you know, answering the phone. Done. Okay. They're getting caught on that. But also the dealerships that are fudging things, going, listen, guy says he makes $4,400 a month. If you change that 4 to an 8 and make it $8,800 a month, this guy's going to be able to afford that car. Hey, John, I got great news for you. Sign right here. You qualify. The fraud is going both ways, from the individuals and from the dealers, and everybody's getting caught. Nobody's been able to pay their bills right now on that. Well, that is just, you know, the lessons from the car dealership is what the article is, and it's beautiful because it really is crazy. We are seeing, you know, more problems with restaurants. First things first, a company that owns 17 different Popeyes franchises are going out of business, and that's a lot, guys. 17 franchisees, and they say the problem, think about this, they own 17 franchises, 14 of them are making money, 3 are losing so much money that it's killing them. Now, go out and buy a franchise, guys. Go out and buy it. It is a job. It is something that people work 60 and 80 hours a week to run a franchise, and then you do 3, 4, 5, and then they're not making money. So it creates a real problem. So Popeye's going out of business. in with these three franchises, forced 14 others down with it. Not terrible. Yum Brands owns Taco Bell, and one of their struggling locations is Pizza Hut. When was the last time you went to Pizza Hut? You go, God, that was great value. It was good food, quality, price was good. Nobody said that forever. They spent an absolute fortune on advertising, shoving that down our throats, and the food is awful. Well, right now, it is rumored that Yum Brands is looking to sell Pizza Hut once and for all. Wow, really? Pizza Hut could be down for the count. You know, I'm telling you, you're going to see private equity buy this. They'll raise $1 jillion for it. And then, we can't use real cheese on this stuff. We got to use the fake stuff. And the sauce, wow, that sauce is too expensive. Everything will be too expensive, and the quality will go down deeper than it is right now. So enjoy. Good luck. Final thing is recalls. We have so many recalls when it comes to automobiles and things like that. Think about this one. Costco is recalling its own Prosecco, which is that delicious champagne mixture of goodness that women seem to like in my life. Anyways, they're getting rid of the Prosecco and recalling it because they have a laceration effect on some of the containers, that the metal that they wrap the champagne in can cut people's hands. So once again, recall after recall after recall. It's cars, now it's Prosecco. What's next, guys? What's next? Okay, please hit the like button. Please be kind to one another, make good choices. And again, I'm glad I could, you know, make everybody's day. The people that asked for the beach and for mom yoga, he got it. So, you know, don't forget to look at Bob's Trading Class. I'm telling you guys, you're going to go there and it's going to be sold out. So if you're thinking about doing this, it's November 18th. And, it's an amazing price, but he's giving you Black Friday deal for my subscribers. He's giving them a year to his course, which is $1,000 value for free. So check it out today, guys. I'll see you real soon.